AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. As world leaders and their top diplomats gather in New York for the UN General Assembly, word is France has expanded its role in the fight against the Islamic State group with airstrikes inside Syria. Angela Charlton reports from Paris.
France had been involved in the U.S.-led coalition against IS in Iraq, but only recently expanded that to involve Syria. That is in part because France fears terrorist threats on its own soil. It was also in the context of the growing Syrian refugee crisis.
President Obama heads to New York today, head of the UN's General Assembly. Mark Smith with details.
The president's first meeting is a UN session on the so-called Sustainable Development Goals, a set of pledges to fight hunger, disease, and other ills.
We will help rally the world this weekend around new development goals, including our goal to end extreme poverty.
Other meetings will bolster UN peacekeeping and seek to focus the fight against the Islamic State group. But on the sidelines, Obama will meet tomorrow with Vladimir Putin for the first time in nearly a year. Officials say the Russian leaders sought the session to discuss Syria's civil war, but Obama will use it to demand once again that Moscow stop bullying Ukraine. Mark Smith at the White House.
It's Pope Francis' final day of his six-day journey to the U.S. He caps off his visit with a mass with an expected million-plus crowd this afternoon in Philadelphia. Up to a dozen people have been hurt, two with life-threatening injuries after a crowd rushed the stage at a music festival last night in Tempe, Arizona. Jewel Myers tells KNXV-TV.
Everybody is pushing back and forth, and I saw this one girl go down, and she started having a seizure, and then somebody here started going down. They were having a seizure and it just got crazy.
Calls began coming into police and fire from concertgoers about being crushed against the stage by those behind them. Witnesses say the surge began as the reggae band Revolution took the stage. This is AP Radio News. Double treat in the sky tonight. Ben Thomas tells us more.
Many astronomers don't really like the term, but supermoon refers to when a full or new moon makes its closest approach to Earth. It's still 220,000 miles away, but that's 30,000 miles closer than average. So Sunday night's full moon will look a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter than usual. And shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Earth will cast its shadow, lining up with the full moon and the sun for a total lunar eclipse. The combination hasn't been seen since 1982 and won't happen again until 2033. Ben Thomas, Washington.
During the eclipse, the moon will appear to be red. There are media reports in Germany Volkswagen was warned years ago against the trickery it used to defeat emissions tests on diesel vehicles. Automaker admitted last week it used special software to fool the U.S. test. A German weekly reports VW's internal investigation found a 2007 warning letter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.